Okay,
Good to go.
yeah, Planning Commissioner Ron Baca is all yours.
All right. I'd like to call this Online Planning Commission work session to order for Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. I am Ron Barca. I am acting chair for the Clark County Planning Commission. Due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, regular meetings and public hearings of the Clark County Planning Commission will be held in a virtual meeting room. This will allow for safe participation by all commission members, staff, and appropriate, and as appropriate, the public. Members of the public, applicants, and the Planning Commission members have joined as an attendees, which means you can see and hear the event if you joined via computer or mobile device, or you can just hear the event if you joined by phone. Other event participants cannot see you on the video and cannot hear your audio unless you are acknowledged by the commission chair or staff and then are unmuted. There will not be any public comment during this work session, but members of the public can watch and listen. The event agenda goes as follows. We are going to call to order, and then we are going to move into CPZ 2021-0006, Chelachi Bluff Mineral Lands as our agenda item, followed by CPZ 2021-0005, New Heights Central Church. So I'm going to, at this point in time, ask the Planning Commission members to participate in taking roll. And let's go ahead and start. Ron Barca is here. Brian Ng.
Here.
Ryan Halbert.
Here.
Steve Morash. Appears absent. Aldo Veronzo.
Here.
Matt Swindell.
Here.
Carl Johnson. Also appearing absent. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to staff for the first agenda item.
Okay, thank you, Ron. For the record, my name is Jose Alvarez with Clark County Community Planning. Larissa, could you provide me the host role?
Sorry, what was that?
I wanted to be able to move the PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah, give me 1 second here. Sorry. Okay, it should work now.
If it's not possible, Larissa can move it for you if you want.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Can y'all see that? Can y'all see my screen now?
Yes. I think so, Jose. Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. So as Ron mentioned, this is the Chelachi Bluff Surface Mining Annual Review, CPZ 2021. -00006. I'm having trouble advancing. All right.
Jose,
yes.
three dots on the right hand corner on top. If you click on those, you'll be able to press present. Yeah, over there.
Jose, I'm seeing your screen and it's showing the four parcels.
Yeah, okay. All right, so these are the four parcels making up 330 acres. The site's located just south of the Chalachi Prairie Rural Center. It's southeast of the intersection of Northeast 419th Street and Yale Bridge. Here's an aerial view of the property. Where the three dots are. Can you see my arrow?
Yes.
There's a property just to the west of the northernmost property. This property is also under the same ownership. And this property has a surface mining overlay. So the proposal is to expand that surface mining overlay to the additional four properties. The property with an RI on it was an old international paper mill site that's just north of the site. Chalachi Prairie Railroad kind of runs through there, divides that. And you can vaguely see what looks like a lake on the center of the property there. And that was the former Chalachi Rock mining site that is no longer operating. So the request, as I mentioned, is to expand the surface mining overlay, forest tier one. The current properties have a forest tier one comp plan designation and a forest 80 zoning designation. The proposal is to add the surface mining overlay on the four properties to go along with the parcel highlighted there in yellow to extend the surface mining overlay. And again, the all five parcels are under the same ownership. So the in this map, the area highlighted in red are the areas that are proposed for the surface mining overlay. The area, the southwest portion is the property that currently has a surface mining overlay. And there's additional surface mining overlay to the northeast. This is a map from Department of Natural Resources from 2005 that identifies aggregate resource land in the county. And this is used when the surface mining update project was done in 2010-2012. And the area that is the four parcels have been identified on this mapping as hypothetical rock where there could be rock there. The applicant has done sort of additional core sampling to verify that there is marketable rock on site. So in reviewing the application for the surface mining overlay, comprehensive plan amendment, the criteria that we review, there's five criteria since the surface mining overlay, there's an additional criteria that I will go through.
and share with you how we sort of derived our recommendation. Criterion A, the proponent has to demonstrate that the proposed amendment is consistent with the applicable requirements of the GMA and the Washington Administrative Code, the Comp Plan, County Code, and for growth forecasts. What was submitted to us from the applicant indicates that there is some economic development with creation of the surface mining overlay. We are required to identify natural resource lands, and that it is compliant with the GMA goals and the mineral resource land provisions, both in the Washington Administrative Code and the Comprehensive Plan. Therefore, we concluded that criterion A has been met. Criterion B, that the proponent shall demonstrate that the designation is in conformance with the appropriate locational criteria identified in the plan. This is an expansion of the surface mining overlay. We find that it's consistent with the surrounding land uses in conformance with both the locational criteria and the comp plan and the purpose of the proposed zoning districts. The underlying zoning is resource designation of Forest 80. The site meets the locational criteria. It adjoins an existing surface mine overlay and can provide needed mineral resource lands that the applicant has demonstrated are needed in the county. This also conforms with the criteria in state law and the our county policies and code, and determined that criteria B has been met. Criteria C is the whether the map amendment or site is suitable for proposed designation, and there's a lack of appropriately designated alternative sites within the vicinity. The applicant submitted a study indicating the need for a future supply of aggregate resources in the county. The overlay is adjacent to the former permitted mine sites of Chilatchi Rock and Carbon Rock. Both permits were terminated by Department of Natural Resources. I know in the case of Chilatchi Rock, I had contact with the property owner a number of years ago, and they were looking at completing the mineral extraction and looking at potentially changing their reclamation project to provide housing. We told them at the time that there was existing surface mining overlay in the area, and it probably would not be a good idea to add additional residential to that site. In 2015, the surface mining overlay update added approximately 30 acres that abutted the Chilatchi Rock property that is in a different ownership. I believe it's Weyerhaeuser's property. So their finding was that there were no other appropriately designated alternative sites in the vicinity. There's not sufficient area within the existing surface mining overlay to provide the long-term mineral resource needs in the county, and the parcel does adjoin an existing surface mining overlay. So we find that criteria C has been met. Criteria D is whether the plan amendment responds to a substantial change in conditions applicable to the area within the subject property lies, or better implements applicable comprehensive plan policies than the current map designation, or corrects an obvious mapping error. Determined that this is not a mapping error, and that the proposal does better implement the comprehensive plan policies than the current map designation, and that the applicant has shown that there is a need for additional surface mining overlay opportunities. So we find that criteria D has been met. Criteria E is about applying providing urban facilities that can be adequately provided in an efficient and timely manner to serve the proposed designation. Services may include water, sewage, storm drainage, transportation, fire protection, and schools. The adequacy of services applies only to the specific change site. The full range of urban public facilities and services do not apply to this application since it's in the rural area. But we do find that the existing transportation system is able to accommodate the proposed surface mining overlay. Therefore, we find that criteria E has been met. And criterion F is specific to the additional criteria for surface mining overlay changes. And we find that the designation criteria and the comprehensive plan, that all of the items listed have been met. We looked at the applicant provided additional information about the quantity of the resource and burden, and that there was adequate demand for the rock in the area and it was economically viable. We looked at the surrounding properties. There were a handful of residences within 1,000 feet of the mineral resource land designation that are 5 acres or larger. The area is not in the urban growth boundary, and so we determined that criterion F has been met as well. So with that, staff is recommending to the Planning Commission that it forward a recommendation of approval to the Clark County Council. So after this work session, we will have a hearing on December 16th. The County Council work session, I believe we just scheduled that for January 17th, but we have not set up a hearing date yet. And we are looking at March for adopting ordinance with Council, March of 2022. That concludes my presentation on the Chilachi Bluff. Return it to you if you have any questions.
Questions from Planning Commission for staff. Let's just go through the list here and see if anybody's got anything. So Brian Halbert.
Jose, Brian here. I see a rail line real close to the property is, and I read that that was a potential way that the rock could be moved from that site. Do you know if that rail line is adequate to support rock movement?
So I think that's something that would be determined when application comes in, where you get more specific detail about whether it can actually support that and what the timing would be. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I know that there's interest in having that option sure. to get the rock to market.
Yeah, thanks. I know that we've heard other neighbors and other quarries have a lot of complaints about trucking.
Yes.
And it seems like the rail would be a really good way to move a lot of rock.
Yes.
Out of a neighborhood. Well, not that it's a huge neighborhood, but out of a neighborhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Without right. Convoys of trucks on rural roads.
Yes.
I understand that's part of the actual proposal when it comes in, but just yeah. It seems like.
Yeah, it seems that the applicant is interested in the prospects of doing that. Maybe something to ask them at the hearing, what their
Yeah, thanks, Jose. No other questions.
Sure. Matt Swindell, questions for staff?
Yeah, you'd mentioned that there's some housing or some residences within 1,000 feet. I didn't see any comments unless I missed it. Did we get any comments from anybody? Do we have anything from those people?
I have not received any comments yet. I would anticipate there may be some, but if anything comes in, we'll forward that to you, but I have not received any yet.
Okay. And then just to be clear on the existing property that already has the overlay and they're wanting to, are they already doing surface mining there?
No. So
there's nothing happening yet?
There's nothing there. Correct.
Okay. And how many residences are within 1,000 feet? I can't remember what you said, like maybe half a dozen or something?
Yeah, I think there's about 11 and they're all north, northwest of the,
okay.
Let's see if I can show you. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So there, right in here is the
small. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what was my, I have another question for you. Nothing happening yet. Oh, how long is this? How long has this overlay been in existence? How long has it been there like this? Like since we put the comprehensive plan together in 1994?
No.
Or GMA or whatever?
Well, so the existing overlay that's on that property, I know that it wasn't added the last time we updated that, so it predates that.
Okay.
So it's been there a while.
Been there a while. And those homes that are there, my question, I guess, would lead to, which has been there longer, the houses or the overlay?
So that some of the, along with those houses, probably been there within the last 10 years.
Okay.
If you remember correctly. So subdivisions around 2000, between 2005 to 2010. Okay. I know that there have been some very newly built homes in that location. Yeah, but yeah, I can check, but I suspect that the surface mine, I'm almost certain that the surface mining overlay on that existing property was already in existence prior to that subdivisions occurring to the west.
Okay, that's it. Just kind of helps when, you know, people, you know, come in later. It's just nice to know that. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Aldo, questions for staff?
My questions on my mind, Matt, you jumped in right away and started asking, have any of the neighbors been vocal or visible in any way? I was checking the website to see if there was any last minute documents coming in or letters from individuals. So I expect to see something between now and the hearing.
Yes.
myself.
Yes. So the notice just went out. So we've given them 15 days. So I would anticipate something between now and the hearing.
Okay. Other than that, the information is clear, Jose.
The other, okay, and the other thing I wanted to point out to you is that these are large parcels, and we did expand the notice to 1,000 feet to try to, let
let the property owners with this house, with the houses, be aware of what was being proposed, so that, because there's not going to be very much notice at 500 feet. So we wanted to err on the side of providing more notice to more property owners that could be affected by it.
And it's just an overlay right now, but it's not actively being worked. Is that right?
That's correct.
So this will definitely be a change for them.
Well, and so there's still a long process to go with. If this is approved, they'd have to do a conditional use permit and a more extensive environmental analysis when that project goes forward, if we're to go forward.
Great. Thanks, Jose. Mm-hmm. No more
questions. Brian. Questions for staff?
I have none at this time.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I think what my fellow commissioners have expressed moves me in the same direction. On paper, this looks great. I can see many advantages in this location. The fact that while the surface mining overlay was there in Chalachi Prairie, but it wasn't being worked, that subdivisions have gone in will be problematic at the point in time in which they start deciding to work this mine, of course. And 1,000 feet won't mean anything to the kind of disruption that mining does. We'll be talking miles for the impacts. So I can really hope, and I would stress the idea that to try and really blanket the public, maybe even to a greater degree, just to make sure that there is the information out here, because this looks like with your recommendation and the way the criteria is falling, that makes sense right there. The transportation is another big thing. And of course, we're just doing an overlay. It's just lines on a map, and it won't mean anything until the convoy of trucks start to travel through someplace to get somewhere. And I was just looking at the map. The best route looks like it actually goes out through Woodland, and everything else is just a bunch of hairpin turns and ups and downs, and it would be a really bad deal to see the number of trucks like come out of Yakult Mountain turn into a much longer caravan, but we'll deal with that at the appropriate time. So transportation, of course, an issue, impact to the residents in the area, the other issue. I don't have anything else. Anybody else got anything?
Brian, right here, just a quick question. Is the mill that's adjacent or just to the north of the site that has the overlay on it currently, is that mill active?
Not for paper or logging. There's some
industrial storage is happening out there, but it's a very small amount of the available acreage. It's a large industrial site that is truly underutilized.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, then, if that's all we got, I'm going to say thank you, Jose, for Chalachi Bluff, and we will move to the New Heights.
Do you want to have Brian?
Yeah, Commissioner Barca.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian Halbert here. I am going to recuse myself from participating in New Heights. So I'll leave the meeting at this time.
Thank you very much for your declaration, and appreciate the candor. We will see you for the Chalachi Bluff in a couple of weeks.
Hearing. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Okay, Jose.
All right. So New Heights annual review is CPZ 2021-0005. And this is a proposal to change zoning from Copland designation from urban low to commercial. This is on 11 parcels and a portion of a 12th parcel. It's approximately 14 acres. It's between the Patton Parkway and Northeast 78th Street, between St. John's and Andreessen. So here is the aerial, and you can see the red dots of the property. All of these properties are owned by New Heights Church. There's another map that will show this, but the northern portion of this property here, it has kind of a flag lot. So the stem is in this roadway. And so that's the portion of this property that is going to be part of the change. The remainder of this to the north has the light industrial zoning, and it has had that split zoning. And so that'll continue. Map explains it a little better. Again, so the proposal is to go from urban low residential to commercial, and the zoning from urban low R175 to community commercial. Again, running through the criteria A through E, the burden's on the proponent to demonstrate that the proposed amendment is consistent with the applicable requirements of the Growth Management Act and the Washington Administrative Code, the County Comprehensive Plan, County Code, and an official population growth forecast. We found that the proposed action is consistent with economic development and urban growth goals of the state, Growth Management Act, the economic and development and land use elements provisions in the Growth Management Act under Washington Administrative Code 365-196-435 and WAC 365-196-405 and the Comprehensive Plan. So we find that the criterion A has been met. Criterion B, that the proponent shall demonstrate that the designation is in conformance with the appropriate locational criteria identified in the plan. The community commercial areas provide services to the general neighborhood in urban areas between 5 and 20 acres and are located at minor and major arterial crossroads. The aggregated parcels total 14 acres and are located between the Patton Parkway and Northeast 78th Street. Churches are now right allowed use in the community commercial zone and would allow for a wider variety of commercial uses, including outpatient medical and dental services, which are not allowed in the residential zones. Seems to be one of the driving factors for the proposed amendment from the church's perspective, wanting to provide those additional services. The criteria C, that the map amendment or site is suitable for proposed designation, and there is a lack of appropriately designated alternative sites within this vicinity. The site is larger. It's largely developed with the church and accessory uses, which is allowed outright in the community commercial zone.
The applicant has provided a market analysis that supports the proposal and the type of commercial uses. And that there is demand for those types of uses in those commercial zones, that multi-use church campuses need more land use flexibility, and that they can that can be achieved with a commercial designation. So we find that criteria C has been met. Criteria D, that the plan map amendment either responds to a substantial change in conditions applicable to the area within which the subject property lies, or better implements applicable comprehensive plan policies than the current map designation, or corrects an obvious mapping error. Find that the site is separated from the residential uses to the south by Northeast 78th Street, which is primarily residential to the south. On the north side, there's some industrial on the west side. So this commercial would fit there, that there are some commercial uses that exist south of Northeast 78th Street in the residential zone. There are industrial zones that are north of the site, and that there are county owned properties to the east that would make it compatible with the uses on adjacent properties. Also find that this would allow for continued use of the site as a church and allow for the provision of additional services to the community that would be beneficial to the community overall. So we find that criteria D has been met. And criteria E again deals with demonstrating that the full range of urban public facilities and services can be adequately provided in an efficient and timely manner to serve the proposed designation, including water, sewage, storm drainage, transportation, fire protection, and schools, and that the adequacy of services applies to the specific change site. The site is located in the Vancouver Urban Growth Area. It is served by the Vancouver School District, City of Vancouver Water, and it's within the Clark Regional Wastewater District and served by Fire District 5. The applicant's transportation analysis demonstrates that redesignated and rezoning the property to community commercial is consistent with the county transportation policies and would not significantly impact the transportation system. So we find that criteria E has been met. So the staff is recommending that the Planning Commission recommend to County Council approval of this proposal to change the comp plan designation from urban low R16 to commercial with community commercial zoning. Again, after our meeting this evening, we will have a hearing in 2 weeks on December 16th. County Council work session is going to be in January 17th, I believe. The hearing has not been determined, and the adopting ordinance is we're looking at March of 2022 for that. I will conclude my remarks and take any questions that you may have.
Okay, so we will go through this for questions of staff. We will start with Bryant. Questions for staff?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Matt Swindell, questions for staff?
Not at this time.
Okay. Aldo, questions for staff?
No questions. This seems like a natural next step.
Okay, thank you. And Jose, all of the criteria appeared to be met. So as we look at this, I'm wondering about, this is zoning it for a development that they want to propose. It is not the thought process that community commercial should be expanded in the region like when we normally have market studies. We're expecting what we zone community commercial will be occupied through the process of what the church has planned. Will it be attracting people that will be asking for services unrelated to whether or not they are members of the church?
I think that would be a better question for the applicant. Through this process, we can get into that level of specificity of detail. I know, I think the applicant did provide some renderings of what they're proposing to do in the future, but that wasn't part of the analysis for this review.
Okay, because you did state that you thought it was going to be generating economic development. So,
right. And I think the community commercial generally, and I think the types of, from what I'm understanding, they were looking at providing medical dental clinics that currently aren't allowed in the residential zones. So in regards to those facilities being operating, they're less impactful typically as commercial uses than other commercial activities and would generate some economic development.
All right, so just for my clarification then, the economic development that you're anticipating is the hiring of staff or as a for-profit business venture?
A hiring of staff is, I think, the perspective I had, not wasn't making a determination on the for-profit nature of the business.
Okay, so our economic development that we're saying is going to be taking place is the aspect by offering additional services at the locations provided, then additional people would be hired. It would be like a work center generating jobs.
It would provide a venue for employment in providing those services, the medical and dental services or whatever the services that are being provided by the church.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I just want to make a comment on what you're bringing up, Commissioner Barker. I did go through the renderings that were sent out so that I could get a sense of the buildings that they were creating. Some of the buildings were labeled. It was unclear to be able to determine what kind of for-profit activities there might be, as well as the development, economic development is, I can't tell if it is for the public at large or for only for the community members of the church.
And I agree with you, Aldo, which is why I was trying to understand when we go into the hearing and we say that we have determined that there's economic development, I want to be clear what we mean by stating that, because it's one of the criteria and we are saying that we have checked this box.
Yep.
So that is why I was asking these probing questions in the context of what circumstances are we declaring that economic development is taking place. Obviously, you build buildings, you pay people, but that by itself is not the sole criteria under these circumstances. The economic development, such as what our previous application at the Chalachi Bluff was, it's easy to see If you go ahead and you mine rock and you transport rock for sale, that's your economic development. And of course, jobs are created. But in this circumstance, what we're saying is the creation of jobs themselves is what we're defining as the economic development.
It is precarious because as a nonprofit organization generating for-profit revenue, there are all kinds of implications there.
Yeah, but I mean, outfits know how to handle that, and that's not all that unusual. Certainly, hospitals are nonprofits in many circumstances, and they generate vast amounts of revenue and employ lots of people. I just wanted to have a clarification of what the county staff was calling the specifics of this. And I believe Jose has answered that question for me at this point in time. So does anybody else have anything they'd like to add in? I'm seeing heads shaking. No, no, no. All right. It appears, Jose, that we have exhausted our questions.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and close this item as well. And looking at the agenda, do we have any PC member comments? Hearing none, I'm going to move for adjournment.
Right.
All right, there's a second. And we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.